USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Chief Mark Esper in Munich, Germany, where they've met with the Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to discuss a possible truce agreement between the U.S. and the Taliban. It could lead to the withdrawal of American troops from that nation, but Ghani has expressed some skepticism.
One, we must stop this war. Two, we must find a political solution to stop the war. The rest is a level of complexity and uncertainty.
Folks in Jackson, Mississippi are being told to find higher ground. The Pearl River that runs through the state capital has risen nearly 38 feet and is nearly 8 feet higher than flood stage. It's expected to crest today, and it's going to be entering some buildings in downtown Jackson. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has declared a state of emergency. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
At the president's direction, the Department of Homeland Security is now sending specially trained Border Patrol agents to sanctuary cities across the nation. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The president speaking about this topic at a news conference with Border Patrol agents in Washington, D.C.
Not one more American life should be stolen by sanctuary cities. That's why we're calling on Congress to pass legislation giving American victims the right to sue sanctuary cities and hold them accountable for the suffering and the damages that they've caused.
Iraqi military officials say several rockets hit near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad hours ago, rockets that struck an Iraqi base that hosts U.S. troops in a heavily fortified green zone. However, a U.S. military spokesman says there were no casualties and only minor damage. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that rocket attack. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A COVID-19 outbreak update, that's of course what was initially being called coronavirus. Nearly 1,700 people are dead because of the outbreak, and China's National Health Commission says there were more than 2,000 new cases confirmed and another 142 deaths on Saturday. A skier is dead after he was accidentally hanged while riding a chairlift at Vail Ski Resort. The coroner confirming Jason Varnish of New Jersey died of asphyxiation. Investigators say he slipped through the folding seat while attempting to load the Skyline Express chairlift and his coat got wrapped around his neck. Ski Patrol performed CPR once they got him down, but they were not successful. Blue Sky Basin was closed for about 24 hours after the incident. Officials with the resort releasing a statement saying, quote, the lift has been thoroughly inspected and is operating normally. It's a big sports Sunday with the NBA All-Star Game coming up later today. And this afternoon, a new NASCAR season dawns with the running of the Daytona 500 in Daytona Beach, Florida. And former NFL player Antonio Brown says he's looking forward to meeting with teams at the 2020 Draft Combine. Brown, whose controversial pro career is on hold, was let go from New England's Patriots in September after allegations of sexual misconduct surfaced. The Combine's usually for college players to show their skills, but it's not uncommon for free agents to attend as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.